Canary Capital's staked Tron ETF set to list on Cboe SEP 9. Canary Capital's staked Tron ETF is scheduled to begin trading on the Cboe BZX exchange on September 9th under the ticker TRXS, according to Bloomberg ETF analyst James Seifert, whose note was shared by Cointelegraph on September 8th. It would be the first U.S. exchange-traded fund built specifically around Tron, and one of a small group that folds on-chain staking into the fund structure rather than holding a plain spot position. A staking wrapper, not just spot exposure, the distinction in the name matters. A standard spot crypto ETF buys and holds the token and tracks its price. A staked product goes a step further. It stakes a portion of the underlying asset to earn on-chain rewards, then reflects those rewards in the fund. For Tron, whose network pays out staking returns to holders who lock TRX and vote for block producers, that yield is the reason the staked label is in the ticker's story rather than a plain TRX tracker. That design is what separates this filing from the wave of spot Bitcoin and Ethereum funds that dominated 2024 and 2025. Staked ETFs are a newer category in the U.S., and each one tests how the wrapper handles reward, accrual, validator selection, and the tax treatment of staking income inside a regulated fund. The mechanics are not cosmetic. They change what a shareholder actually holds. Altcoin ETFs move past Bitcoin and Ethereum. TRXS lands in a stretch where issuers have been filing for funds tied to assets well outside the top two. Canary Capital has been one of the more active names pushing single-asset altcoin products through the pipeline, and a Tron listing extends that catalog into a layer one that built its reputation on stablecoin settlement rather than DeFi or smart contract volume. Tron carries one of the largest circulating supplies of USDT of any chain, which gives it a payments-heavy transaction profile. An ETF that lets U.S. brokerage accounts hold TRX without touching a wallet or an exchange is a bet that institutional and retail buyers want exposure to that settlement footprint through a familiar equity ticker. The single-source basis here is Seifert's listing note. The fund's exact staking share, fee, and custody arrangements will be confirmed in the effective prospectus at launch. The staking yield question institutions keep circling staking inside an ETF has been the friction point for regulators and issuers for over a year. Passing rewards through to shareholders raises questions a spot fund avoids. Who runs or selects the validators? What happens during unbonding periods when assets cannot be sold quickly, and how the yield is characterized for tax? A TRXS listing on CBO suggests those questions have been answered to the exchange's satisfaction for at least one Tron product, which sets a reference point other altcoin staking filings can cite. For anyone weighing the fund against holding TRX directly, the trade-off is the usual one. The ETF removes self-custody, key management, and the mechanics of staking and unstaking in exchange for a management fee and reliance on the issuer's validator and custody choices. Holding the token yourself keeps full control and the raw staking rate, but puts the operational and security burden on you. Neither is strictly better. They serve different users. Readers who prefer to keep assets in their own wallet can compare self-custody spending options and staking-linked cards that keep yield on-chain rather than inside a fund. Market backdrop at listing. The listing arrives in a soft tape for the majors. As of September 8, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $79,320, down 0.6% on the day, with Ether around $2,498, and the broader Fear and Greed Index at 73, a greed reading despite the flat 24-hour prints. TRX itself was not part of the snapshot data available at the time of writing, so its immediate reaction to the listing news is not something to state as fact here. A single ETF launch rarely moves a large-cap token on its own. The more durable signal is structural. Each new single-asset fund that clears an exchange widens the menu of tokens U.S. investors can buy through a brokerage, and a staked wrapper adds a yield component that a plain spot fund does not carry. That is the part worth watching after September 9th, not the first day's price tick.